This is your captain speaking. I'm Arno Jutten, captain of Holland America Line MS Maasdam. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and Las Vegas Raiders Football, new. But you can catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We have a treat. We have celebrity chef Jet Tila back with us this morning. And without further ado, Jet Tila. And it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Jet Tila, who co-created the SoCal Restaurant Show 11 and a half years ago, back to his creation. Chef Jet, good morning and welcome back.
Hey, Andy, how's it going? It's great to be back on these airwaves that we started together. I honestly can't believe it's been that long. It's amazing.
Well, you know, Jet, you're not one for nostalgia. I'm probably more in that area. But, you know, yeah, it's fun to still be around 11 and a half years later. And I must say the need is greater, because for the smaller independent restaurants now to get recognition and visibility with all the consolidation in the media, as you well know, it's becoming more of a challenge. So hopefully we're good for a few more years.
Well, hats off to you and the team, man. You've been grinding at this, and you're doing a phenomenal job, and I'm here to support it.
And, Jet, you always have. Jet, some exciting things going on for you, but first of all, this Saturday morning, where in the world are you? Because you are well-traveled.
Well, I'm right now currently in Wailea in Maui, and a long-needed vacation. But as you guys all know, especially you, Andy, I'm not always working. I mean, I'm always not always on vacation. We're going to help raise some money for the U of H Maui out here for the culinary program. So, you know, it's always a little bit of a mix of work and play.
But, Jet, you know, a beautiful area, and Maui certainly needs our support right now as a destination. And, of course, you would be there in the forefront and raising money for a worthy charity. So it figures. Let's talk about Food Network right now for a moment, Jet, if we will. You are back for the fifth season of Tournament of Champions. It's now season 5. We've been through 3 episodes. We have another episode coming up last Sunday. We don't want to give away many spoilers, because people can still view episodes 1, 2, and 3 on demand. A lot of exciting things going on, but we know you competed in episode 1. You were up against Brian Malarkey. Share with us, Jet, if you will, how that ended up, because we do believe you're moving on.
Well, tournament. Well, you know what? I think you led with it, Andy. Yes, absolutely. Brian Malarkey and I have been friends for a long time. Tournament of Champions, season 5, 32 of the best chefs in the world go at it, single elimination, bracket style, like March Madness. Food Network team, and if you can't catch it there, it's watch on Max. Yes, man, it's my fifth season. I'm at my first battle. I had to go up against my buddy Brian Malarkey. And you know what? It was a really tough battle, and I just eked it out. I'm going to tell you, the nerves of episode 1, cook 1, we were the first to battle, really kind of got to me. So, it wasn't I did not beat him handily. He's a phenomenal chef. And you guys, if you look back at it, you know what? I definitely wasn't cooking it 100%.
Jet, you won by 2 points. It was 84-82. That's about as close as you can get. But the important thing is you're moving on to the round of 16. Now, I understand who you will compete against is going to be decided this Sunday. Who are the two chefs that are competing, and one of those you will be up against?
Well, you know, tomorrow night, if you're listening to this live, if not, episode 4, I'm going to have to battle the winner of Shota Nakajima versus Carlos Anthony. And if you've been following along Tournament of Champions or Food Network, Bill, you know what? Poor Carlos Anthony, he's already been up against me twice in Tournament of Champions. Obviously, both times he's had to go home. But, you know, it's Shota, Nakajima, and Carlos is going to be a phenomenal battle. I'd be happy to take on either one of them. You know, Carlos I've battled before. Shota would be a dream, man, because, you know, I really kind of see myself as more the elder statesman in the Asian cuisine. And Shota's coming up. He's a really good dude. A lot of skills. Came from Top Chef. So you guys definitely want to be watching episode 4 tomorrow night. And you'll see who I end up battling. It just, I got to tell you right now, though, it is such a tremendous season. I mean, living it is just as exciting as watching it, you know. So none of us were ever, oh man, you know, we never left set because we wanted to know what was going on the whole time. But what a show. What a phenomenal show.
Well, Jet, the level of competition this season, I think, is the highest it's ever been. And what's interesting is in terms of the qualifiers that qualified to be able to compete, was that a new wrinkle this year? I don't remember the qualifier rounds previously.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to give everyone on this show a little bit of insight. You know, Guy's been pushing the show for years. He was going to the network and saying, hey, we need a show where it's bracketed with single elimination, kind of like boxing and you know, mixed martial arts meets cooking. And they thought he was crazy. And they thought he was crazy, and they cobbled together season one. And, you know, people are kind of like lukewarm about it. They begged a lot of us OGs to do it. And we're like, heck yeah, man. Like, anything Guy wants to do, we'll do. And as soon as season one dropped, it was the number one show in Food Network history. And now people are clamoring to want to get involved. So the audience and the advertisers and the chefs all wanted more. So how do we do it? We had two episodes where, you know, eight young guns, you know, four from one coast, four from the other, decide, try to battle it out for one spot. So these are all new episodes, and we're going to find new ways to make more episodes and make it more exciting. And it's a tough show. It's the toughest thing I've ever done in food television.
Well, Jet, the randomizer, for your win, what was the toughest element from the randomizer that came your way? Because, boy, that really ups the ante.
Yeah, you know, man, I've blocked out so many of them because it's just pure terror and trauma. So, you know, I'm trying to think what the malarkey random. I think squid and microwave, those two, that combination of should never exist in any culinary kitchen. So squid microwave was just terrible. I had no idea where to go with that. And you know what? There's no way to really explain this show because you can't prep for it. It's literally all of your minutes and hours and years of experience, you know, come down, you know, basically are put to the test as soon as you see that randomizer because you only have about a minute in real life or two before you have to decide what to cook in front, you know, against one of the best chefs in the world, an Iron Chef or a Top Chef or a Top Chef Master. And, you know, and it's a lot of pressure, man. No one wants to go home. There's, you know, we all have egos. I mean, some larger than others, but, you know, no one wants to get hurt and be beaten.
Well, and Jet, as you mentioned, another huge incentive this year, you know, you're talking about sponsorship supports. In addition to going away with that wonderful belt, $150,000? Tell me about that.
It's not a bad payday for a few weeks of work, huh, Andy? $150K. Thank you, State Farm. And it's not up from $100K last year. There's a full Super Bowl style ring, which is probably worth another $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. Plus, we've also created, you know, banners. You know, it's like any sports arena, the legends are enshrined forever. And, you know, so talk about $150K, the bragging rights, the ring and the banner. Everyone in culinary wants this title.
Jet, it's serious. Now, as we're talking about Food Network, coming up is a series premiere on Sunday, April 14th, this crazy thing called 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Fortunately, in this battle, you move along to being a judge. Very briefly, give us a sneak of this, because this looks like it's got a lot of push behind it.
Yeah, the 24 and 24 is basically, the namesake speaks for itself. It's 24 chefs in 24 battles. 24 gets whittled down to one. And every two or three hours, there is an elimination competition. And I just got to say, I'm there twice. I'm there in episode one, and I'm there in the finale. And I've got the toughest judging job I've ever had in my entire history in Food Network. So I can't tell you any more than that, but I will tell you that you're going to see some familiar faces. You're going to see some new faces. And talk about a pressure cooker. You're going to see chefs have to cook for 24 straight hours and see if they can survive. And you know, some you're going to see some chefs. You're going to see some tears. You're going to see some. You're going to see some. What do we call them? Medics. You're going to see, you know, people not be able to hack it all away.
Jet will be looking forward to that. Now, Jet, the most frequent question we get from our listeners is where can they try your food? And you are the menu maker for Payway that has a unit locally here in Tustin. Tell us a little bit about Payway and tell us about this new firecracker chicken of yours. Actually, you've done, I think, a firecracker shrimp. And who doesn't love shrimp?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Payway is a legacy chain, you know, the Chang family, Philip, and I knew his mom who ran it and made it an amazing thing over 20-something years ago. It was bought and sold a few times, and, you know, my partners and I were like, well, this is a great brand. It's not been done its justice. We're going to come in, we're going to take it over, and we're going to flip it. So you know, Payway was really great cook-to-order Chinese food, but, you know, with my influence now, we're doing Thai, we're doing Chinese, we're doing Korean. It's just a really modern take on a fast, casual Asian restaurant that's cooked to order. It's not steam table, and you know what? You're going to be able to, and you know, you're going to have a variety of menu items that you're going to want to eat more than once a week. And you know what? We've been closing a lot of stores in California. You know, I'm not going to get into the reasons. We're opening a ton of stores in, you know, Texas, Arizona, and Florida. But we are keeping the Tustin store open because it really is a fantastic store. So come into Payway. Check out my, you know, the firecracker shrimp, my drunken noodles. I've got a new curry on the menu. We've got a Korean barbecue on the menu. And we're coming out with, you know, a lot of new dishes, including we're doing a salmon poke right now, too. You know, during Lent, we're going to do a lot of seafood specials. And, you know, it's a fun refresh of Payway, and I'm very, very proud of it.
Chef Jet, we must say mahalo right now. Never enough time. Best wishes in Maui, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Team. Mahalo to you, Andy, and the team, and everyone who's listening. And we'll see you guys, or actually, we'll talk to you guys very soon.
You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, Shelley Lindgren, A16 San Francisco. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.